You're listening to SBS News.
Lorelei Ladiges is a qualified massage therapist running a business from home on Sydney's northern beaches. The 48-year-old is among hundreds of thousands of women approaching retirement with limited superannuation.
Less than 100,000. It's a very small, scary amount in superannuation. If I were to compare myself to a cohort who've had a different lifestyle and a different job history, I'm way, way behind, about a quarter behind. And I think even if we're going to consider people who are not even my age, much younger than me, they have a better superannuation package in their hands or in the bank.
Ms. Ladiges says she worked hard for 30 years after migrating with her family to Australia when she was a teenager. She raised her daughter on her own after divorcing and is now paying $700 a week in rent for her home and work premises. She says there's not much left for savings.
The thing is, you would need to have all the cash that you can get in the hand to distribute evenly to your rent, utilities, food, transportation. So there's very little left to savings. Even if my parents instilled in me, you have to pay yourself first, which I tried, and you think, oh, hang on a minute, I really need that bucket of money for something else at the moment. So it's kind of like a hand-to-mouth existence.
Ms. Ladiges is among many older women struggling to make ends meet, and some lack the means to pay high rent. In fact, older women are the fastest-growing group of homeless people in Australia today. She's now signed up to a Sydney-based superannuation fund, particularly aimed at women, but not exclusively, called Fairvine. That was founded by Sangeeta Venkatesan, originally from India, who's built a career in global finance.
The fundamental objective of a superannuation industry or the superannuation sector is to allow people to retire with sufficient funds to cater or support a decent lifestyle in their retirement. I think the Australian superannuation system fails women dramatically. Women are retiring with less than half the superannuation balance of a male.
She says the way women's careers work is substantially different to the way things work for men.
We all know women follow a number of non-linear career trajectories. They are the ones who take time off to have children. They are often the ones who take time off to care for dependents, young or old. And that doesn't really help with the fact that women don't earn money or don't earn super when they are on maternity leave, when they are on parental leave, when they take career breaks.
That was certainly the case for Lorelei Ladiges.
The superannuation I've accumulated over the years of working is not a lot. Basically, I think it's because I am in the lower income bracket. You know, I did not really attain that high income bracket. And then life happened, I have to change my life.
Sangeeta Venkatesan says Fairvine is designed to support women saving throughout their regular lifestyle. As an example, they've introduced a system called Roundups, which round up regular purchases and put the extra into the superannuation fund.
Let's say I join Fairvine Super today, I will say, okay, I'll opt in for Roundup. I'll go and have a cup of coffee or tea for $3.50. And my bank account is linked to the Roundup feature. And the balance of 50 cents goes into my super as additional contribution. This is such an easy thing to do. In 30 years' time, if you take just this one feature, you would be having approximately 120,000 to 130,000 more in your super balance just by choosing this feature.
As a migrant to Australia, Ms. Venkatesan wanted to give something back to her new country. She admits it was a massive risk to give up a well-paid job and start a new enterprise from scratch.
I have gone for a year without pay, truth be told. So it's a massive risk. But there were two main factors for me. One is my desire to create something, and second is the ethical lens behind it. How amazing it is to go and build something that not only gives you the satisfaction, but makes you feel that you're doing something right for the country, for the community.
Alan Lee, SBS News.